Joining me in the studio now is Sean Reynolds. He's from Fusion Martial Arts. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all good, thank you.
What's it like out there, the weather?
It's kind of between spitting and slightly cloudy with a bit of sun.
Yes, well, considering we are still supposed to be in summer. Yes, right, okay. The less said about that, the better. So you're from Fusion Martial Arts. First of all, can you tell me what it actually is and how long have you been going?
So Fusion Martial Arts is a dojo that we run, so a place of training for kickboxing and karate. We aim it at children, adults and women only sessions. We've been running since 2011 in the Hawley area. That's about it really.
So you're aimed at, well, just about anyone really.
Yeah, from threes right up to 65 is the aim.
Now, I know you wanted to discuss, you're holding a charity open day and also a week of activities. If someone comes along to this, what do they expect to find?
So our charity open day is going to be raising money for St. Catherine's Hospice.
Right.
Because as all the parents and the kids decided, that was something that touched everybody's heart. So everybody had something related to. So we're going to have a bouncy castle. There's going to be ice cream. We're trying to get hold of a band to play at it. We've got lots of stuff going on. It's going to be based at our dojo in Hawley, which is in Court Lodge, just opposite the Manorfield School. And all day there's going to be stuff like Soak the Sensei. So that's going to be you're going to be able to throw wet sponges at me. We're going to have how many balloons are in the mini, because I'm a classic mini fanatic. So we've got an old mini that's going to be parked up with a load of balloons in it. So come along, see what it's about. 24th of September, 1 till 3.
24th, so that's a Sunday, isn't it?
It is a Sunday.
It is indeed, yes. So how much do your sessions usually cost? And do you have, say, concessions or maybe a taster session?
We don't run a weekly session fee. We found that when we ran weekly sessions, people didn't dedicate themselves to it enough. So you didn't gain the benefits from what we do. So what we run is we run a monthly fee. So if you were to train once a week, you'd pay £35 a month. If you were to train twice a week, we only charge you £3 more and you pay £38. And then there's tiers that follow that. So depending on how many times you want to train. We do a family discount. So if you were to have two brothers that were training, say Jimmy and Bob, then together they'd get 10% off. But we also run a 3 weeks trial. So you get a whole week unlimited training at our beginner sessions for your age bracket. And you're allowed to attend as many as you want in that week before you decide whether or not it's for you. And then that's when we progress from there.
So it's not just for those who actually know what to do. You start right from beginners.
Yeah, so we've separated them because recently we kind of sat back and we looked and we noticed that a lot of the new people that come in weren't actually gaining as much as they should be from our sessions, because they were getting left behind when we were helping the more advanced students that have been coming for 5-6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then the more advanced students were getting bored when we were catering for those new ones, doing those same basic techniques that come in through. And obviously if you've done it for 5 years, you don't want to be doing those again, so we've separated them. So it makes it so much better. The classes are a little bit smaller, the kids and the adults, because we split the ladies by beginners courses and a standard ladies course, so they get to experience all the techniques as they lead through before they get thrown into the deep end and see what, like, everybody else has picked up over 5 years. Because obviously 5 years is a big time to pick up an activity.
It is. Yes. I imagine if someone's quite nervous, it'd be good for them to go into a beginner's class rather than, like you say, be thrown in at the deep end.
I think it's helped drastically. It's helped people's confidence grow a lot. It has helped.
So I guess this is, apart from learning the martial arts, which is a very old technique as well, I do believe, but it's also helping to build confidence as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we've had children come throughout the years for all different reasons. Recently, there's one boy that particularly attended, and he attended because he was being really bullied at school. Mm. And it come to the point where they were trying to think about what their solution could be, and it was going to be put him out of school, or it was going to be, you know, a drastic thing. But they brought him down to classes and his confidence has grown so much that you'd never know that the little boy had actually been bullied at all. So it has helped him come out of his shell. And then over the years we've also had kids that have had ADHD, we've had kids that just generally need a little bit of discipline, you know, because not every child is the same as everybody else.
That's
and
right.
It just generally helps along the journey for everything, really.
Helps get rid of some of that that pent-up energy as well.
It does indeed, yeah.
Yes. So you say you have children from as young as three. Now, some people might say, isn't three a bit young? Should children that age really be learning martial arts?
When we talk about martial arts and three-year-olds, we're looking at the idea of so your motor skills, we're looking at balance, we're looking at concentration, we're looking at discipline. Well, not so much discipline, but more like controlled fun. So they're not able to, you know, when they go to nursery, they're allowed to go off and do whatever they like. And this is kind of where we start to teach them, you know, as a group, we're going to get a drink together. Until that point, you're going to do the activity with us. So it's quite a recent campaign that we've started putting out, 3 year olds plus. But there's one child that sticks out in my mind. Obviously, I won't name names, but there's one child that particularly sticks out in my mind. He had little or no coordination, and he was typically bad with his balance, but now he's kind of the leader in that class. He's the one, you know, all the other kids follow. He's the one that knows what he's doing, and everybody else follows and helps along with what he's doing. I mean, when we do, say, for instance, they use a ladder and they use agility drills running down the ladder, and then after we do everything, the kids will be asked to tidy up. That's kind of part of their discipline, part of their respect, you know. Yes. You've used that piece of equipment, now help me tidy up. And they all rally around, they're all happy to do that, and it's just amazing to watch the kids come together, make friends, and they start increasing their stuff that's going to help them at school, so their concentration and their all those other bits that we've listed.
So is this why you think that children, all children, should try out martial arts, really?
Yeah, I think for all children, it's an amazing thing to take on. When I was little, I remember always wanting to do Kung Fu, but my dad actually took me to the karate class that I'm actually still a member of, and it was something that helped me gain so many different things. I gained confidence, I gained a bit more self-respect, because I was a bit like, right, I'm doing this for a reason, and it just gives kids a little community to belong to as well. I remember one of the parents recently actually said that at school there's actually a karate club, and all the kids that go to our club, they all convene at lunch and they have a discussion about what they did at karate and what was the best bits and stuff. So it is amazing to see the atmosphere and the community that they've built.
I guess it's just putting parents' minds at rest. It's not just about, hey, I'm going to knock the out of you kind of thing.
No, this is the this is the massive misconception.
Yes.
Obviously, martial arts, when you look across the broad across the spectrum, you're looking at boxing, of course there's cage fighting, judo, jiu-jitsu, taekwondo, all of them will have a positive impact in your life. It just depends on where you want to go with it and what you're going to actually achieve with it. You know, if you want to become a world-class fighter, of course at some point in your journey there's going to be a competition where you get hit and you get punched. If you want to take on martial arts because you want to achieve, I don't know, a red belt, then, you know, there's going to be those steps leading up to it. But not all martial arts are aimed at knocking people out. Not all martial arts are aimed at hitting each other. I mean, we do sparring in class. That's, I think, an important part of martial arts. We do sparring in class, but we do more points fighting. So the idea is light contact, it's quick and fast. You would tap the person and move on. So not so much tappy, but it's a proper technique. You hit the person, but you're not hitting them at full pelt. It's controlled and disciplined in that journey.
Yeah. And if the other person knows what they're doing, then they're not going to get...
Exactly. So we've guided them in the right way, that everyone should know what they're doing and they're safe to do what they're doing.
So when people come along to the classes, whether it be children or adults, can they just come along for the fun, or do they have to do the grading, or is it up to them?
I don't force gradings on anyone. I'm very much, you know, it's down to you what you want to achieve on this. I know for sure that some ladies only come down to keep fit. I know that for sure that some kids come down for the social aspect, and I know for sure that there are probably 50% come down because they want to do their grading. So it's kind of varied between, you know, what you want to achieve to what you're doing, and I'll support you in any of those actions. So there's one 11 year old boy that actually wants to start competing a little bit more, and we're going to be taking him out to Ireland in March, where he'll be competing out in Dublin.
Wow.
So, you know, if you want to do that, I'll support you in it and I'll help you along in that journey. That's my job as a martial arts instructor.
So does your club compete in competitions?
We do compete in competitions. There's one coming up this Sunday that we'll be going at. This year I've started participating in British squad training, so the aim is that I'll be on the British squad next year. So it all adds up, and it's all supported by everybody that comes down to the club, really.
And can I ask, when does your next ladies' course start, and what does this involve?
So the next ladies' course starts, I think it's the 3rd of October. It's the first Monday of October.
Mm-hmm.
It's a four-week course. The session, the cost of the course is £39. That will get you a set of free gloves. It will allow you to train at three sessions every week, if that's what you want to, or you can train one, two, how many times you want to. It involves a bit of fitness. You learn your basic martial arts techniques, and then along the way you kind of have a bit of fun and you learn and you gather and make a little community with everybody else that's training in that class.
And can you just remind us, please, of the charity open day, when and where, please?
So the charity open day is the 24th of September. It's held at our Fusion Dojo, which is in the Inners Pavilion, which is just opposite Manorfield School on Court Lodge Rec, and it's 1 till 4 in the afternoon on a Sunday.
Well, Sean, thank you very much. Thank you for joining us here in the Susie studio. And all the best for your open day.
Thank you.
Sean Reynolds from Fusion Martial Arts. This is Susie Radio. I'm Tess Lucy.